I would like to read in Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25 and verse 14 says, "The kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them 5 other talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth, and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. After a long time, the Lord came back." How long was a long time? I believe that was long enough for them to get bored. Long enough for the normal events of life to take place and for them to have a change of heart. To lay aside their ambition to do whatever it was they were going to do with the Lord's talents and do something different. After a long time. In the stock market, we have what we call day traders. They'll make an investment and they'll sell again the same day. They're just in for a quick profit. And then there are folks that buy and they hold for a long, long time. Well, the Lord is looking for people that are in for the long investment. Those that are willing to wait for a long time. Verse 20, "And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." Now, I want you to notice some things about this parable. That the Lord told both servants the exact same thing. One had gained 5, one had gained 2, and the Lord's response to them both was the same. You've been faithful over a few things. Well, Lord, I gained 5 and he only gained 2. No, you've been faithful over a few things. No matter how much we've done in life, God doesn't look at that as being very much. We may feel like we've done a lot of works, but in the Lord's eyes, that's a few things. But notice there is a multiplication effect. I am going to make you ruler over many things. In Matthew chapter 20, Matthew chapter 20 and verse 8. "When the even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, Call the laborers and give them their hire from the beginning from the last unto the first. And when they that came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. And they likewise received every man a penny. And they murmured against it, and when they had received it, they murmured against the goodman of the house, saying, These have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? All receive the same reward. It's not our works, the abundance of our works, but it's our faithfulness in those small things. My thought this morning is being faithful in the small things. I'd like to go to the time that David was speaking to Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 17. First Samuel 17 and 32, David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail thee because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistines." And Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." This is a big thing for you, David. You're just a boy. And David said unto Saul, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God." Now, boy, you're not able to take on this man of war, this man that has the entire Israeli army quaking in their boots. "Well, I want to tell you something, King. I was faithful in the little things. I have been back there watching sheep." Now, watching sheep is not very exciting hour after hour. You have to be faithful. You have to be willing to be there when times are boring. And David was faithful. In fact, if you want to make sure the animal doesn't get the sheep, you better be there when the animal comes. When's the animal going to come? I don't know. You better be faithful hour after hour. The little things. You have to be there watching and be faithful. And David basically was saying, "I was there. I was there and I was faithful. And I was able to kill the lion. I was able to kill the bear. I was able to conquer those things. I had some experiences in my life. I have been faithful. And now that same God that helped me in those small things will help me against this giant." That's the way it is when we are faithful in the small things. Romans 12 and 16 says, "Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits." People like to do big things, don't they? They want the important positions. They want the excitement. But let us be satisfied to be faithful in small things. In Psalms 131 and 1, David said, "Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty, neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me." David learned how to be faithful in things that were small. "Surely I have behaved and quieted myself. As a child that is weaned of his mother, my soul is even as a weaned child." Satisfied with the small things and faithful in those. In Psalms 84 and 10, it says, "For a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness." Lord, just give me a small position. Just let me have the privilege of being there, Lord. I don't have to be number one. I don't have to be number two. Just help me, Lord, to be faithful in the little things. 1 Peter 5 and chapter and verse 5. 1 Peter 5 and verse 5. "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder." That's not always easy to do, is it? The younger to take their proper place. I remember a very young relative of mine, when he was very young, saying, "I'm smarter than my daddy." "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder." Be willing to be faithful in the small things. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, and that he may exalt you in due time. When is due time? Lord, is it time for my promotion yet? Here I've been doing these small things all this time. When's my promotion coming? In due time. When God sees fit. When he sees that you can be faithful year in and year out in the small things, then God can send a promotion. Let us be faithful in the small things. Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16 and verse 10. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. See the principle here? We have to be faithful in that which is least. And he that is unjust in the least is also unjust in much. If ye therefore have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust true riches? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? Lord, help us to be faithful in that which is least. Jeremiah 12 and 5. If thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee. Jeremiah chapter 5 and verse 12. I'm sorry, Jeremiah 12 and 5. 12 and 5. If thou hast run with a footman, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with the horses? And if in the land of peace, wherein thou trustest, they weary thee, then how shalt thou do in the swelling of the Jordan? Sometimes it may be tempting to someone to go out and get into something financially that they really cannot afford. And I think there is an advocate of financial responsibility that has some words of wisdom. He says, act your wage. Be faithful in the little things. Be responsible that you're not overstepping your bounds. Well, I believe that's some wisdom that we can learn from and apply spiritually. That there is a faithfulness that we need to have in our lives. And the Lord can bless us. He knows how much we can handle spiritually. I'd like to share with you a song. This song was inspired to a woman who had the ambition to become a preacher. Back in the days when the United States was experiencing a spiritual reformation, she had that ambition. I believe she wanted to preach on the Chicago circuit. But her father became ill, and instead of going out and becoming some big-time preacher, she stayed home and cared for her sick father. She gave up her ambition. She had musical talent. She was an educated woman. But while she was there being faithful in the small things, here is the inspiration that God gave her. Do not wait until some deed of greatness you may do. Do not wait to shed your light afar. To the many duties ever near you, now be true. Brighten the corner where you are. Just above the clouded skies that you may help to clear, let not narrow self your way debar. Though into one heart alone may fall your song of cheer, brighten the corner where you are. Here, for all your talent, you may surely find a need. Here, reflect the bright and morning star. Even from your humble hand, the bread of life may feed, brighten the corner where you are. What a beautiful thought. I don't think she had any idea how many people her song would inspire. There in that room, caring for a sick father, day after day, week after week. the excitement of her ambitions over, those things destroyed, but yet she brightened the corner, and somehow that has impacted so many people. There is something so valuable to just being faithful in the small things. The Lord knows what we're able to bear. 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 2. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. And Jesus said in John 16 and 12, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will shew you things to come. My disciples, just be faithful in the little things. And there will come a time that the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. Son, be faithful in the little things. And someday you'll grow up to be strong like Daddy. Someday you will get to do things too. But first of all, you need to learn to be faithful in those little things. Sometimes people may feel despair. I'm nobody. Lord, what am I accomplishing for you? What am I doing? What difference am I making in life? Well, I want to tell you, if you're being faithful in the little things, you are making a difference. There is somebody that is being blessed by you. There's somebody who you are influencing. In Proverbs 17 and 1, it says, better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices and strife. It is better to go through life with just a little bit and to be faithful and to make heaven our home and to have a godly home than it is to have a house full of plenty and to have strife there and have trouble. Proverbs 28 and 6, better is the poor that walketh in his righteousness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. Isn't it so much better to be faithful in the little things? How fleeting the riches of this life are. How vain beauty is. It's amazing to me to see the world just rushing after these things, cherishing these things, and unwilling to be faithful in the little things. The song says, I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by His nail-pierced hand. I would much rather be faithful in the little things and be blessed of God than to be the President of the United States. Now, don't get me wrong. I'd like to be President, but I would much rather be faithful in little things. The Lord is looking for that. He's looking for our faithfulness. It's not our beauty, our wealth, our intellect. All of those things are not the things that the Lord cherishes so much. They look like little things to Him. But He's looking for our faithfulness. I'd like to go to Mark chapter 12 and verse 41. Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And He called unto Him His disciples and said unto them, verily I say unto you that this poor widow hath cast in more than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. This poor widow was faithful in the little things. Others were capable to do a whole lot. That was impressive to man. And sometimes people make a big splash, and people are impressed, and maybe they create a following. But you know what God's looking for? He's looking for that faithfulness in the little things. John chapter 12 and verse 1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom He raised from the dead. There they made Him a supper. And Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Then Jesus said, let her alone. Against the day of my burying she hath kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. Have you ever thought about Judas? What an opportunity Judas had in life. I have been jealous of the apostles of Jesus Christ. I would have loved the opportunity to sit at a meal with them and be like John and lean on Jesus' bosom. I can't do that. I was born in the wrong time. But oh, I've felt jealousy. Jesus, I have a question about the parable you just told. Will you explain it to me? And to have a one-on-one with Jesus, the Lord God Himself, I've been jealous. And here Judas was. He had these types of opportunities in life. Right there with the Lord God Himself. And you know what Judas was after? Little things. A little change was missing from the bag. Judas, couldn't you be faithful with the lunch money? You had to take some of the lunch money, Judas, really? Here the Lord is, and He's giving us treasures from heaven. If you needed money, Judas, He can say, go get the fish out of the sea. There's a coin in the fish's mouth. Yeah. Judas, you missed it. Yeah. You weren't being faithful in the little things. All it was a little bag, Judas. All you had to do was go to town and get the bread and bring it back, and you had to go off and do something else, buy yourself a bottle of wine. Judas, such a small thing, and we couldn't even trust you with that. Well, if we're not faithful in the little things, the Scripture said, he that is unfaithful in that which is least is unfaithful in that which is greatest. So it went beyond the little things for Judas. That little stealing of a silver coin now and then. It went deeper than that. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 14. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests and said unto them, what will ye give me that I deliver him unto you? Now Judas is into the big time. It's beyond a little bit of lunch money, a little spare change that he's hid away in his pocket. Now he's negotiating a deal. He's negotiating blood money. This is serious, folks. He's betraying the Lord because he wasn't faithful in the little things. God help us. People may feel like they can get away with a little cheating and a little stealing and a little sinning here and there. And they don't realize there's coming a day that it's going to be the big things. And he said unto them, what will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you. He was willing to pay it all, wasn't he? He was willing to sell his eternal soul to betray the Savior. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. Oh, what a haul. 30 pieces of silver. Suppose he went away thinking what he was going to be able to buy with 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Judas didn't end up so well. No. He tried to undo the deal. He went back, I've sinned in that I betrayed innocent blood. His unfaithfulness in the little things caused him a big problem later in his life. Here, take the money back. Can we undo this transaction somehow? It was the Savior. I betrayed him. He's going to be condemned. He's going to be crucified. Mm-hmm. My unfaithfulness caught up with me. I should have never been pulling coins out of that bag. I want to be faithful now. Just take it back. I'll confess my crime. I'll go have the Lord forgive me. Forgive me for adding my imagination here. What is that to thee? See thou to that. So I threw the money on the temple floor. The 30 pieces didn't mean so much anymore. All those little things that caught up with him. Those little things day by day in your life that you may feel like nobody knows about this. Nobody knows the thought I'm indulging in. Nobody knows that I stole a little time from the employer. I was at a meeting in Wichita. And one of the brethren there, an older man, had a confession to make to the congregation. He said, I worked for an employer for many years. And I asked my employer for a raise, and he turned me down. So I took the matters in my own hands, and I began to cheat him over the years. I guess he began to cheat him on his time or something. But the time came, I believe this man developed cancer. And he wanted to clear his life before the Lord. And he went back to that man and he confessed his sin. That little thing caught up with him. It is a serious thing to feel like little things we can get away with them. There is a carefulness in our life. God help us to be careful day by day in those little things that we may feel like aren't so important. But they are. Because they grow into big things. And even the little things can keep us out of heaven. Lord, help us to be faithful. Lord, help us to be faithful daily in our marriage. It was such an important topic last night. In our marriage, faithful daily. It isn't just on Valentine's Day that we brought some roses home, so that bought us enough points to last us for a while. We need to be faithful in our marriage daily. How we are treating our wives, how we're treating our husbands. Lord, help us, those unkind words that we can never really take back. Yes, we can go back and say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. But there can still be a scar there. Just as the sea waves, one wave at a time, erode away the cliff, so it is that a great institution like a marriage can be destroyed. And people wonder, what happened? What happened that this beautiful family, all these children, all this suffering, what happened that came apart? Let me tell you how it started. Yeah. It was the little things. That daily living, being faithful in the little things, even though you may not have an abundance, you may not have the biggest house, you may not have all the things that the world cherishes, but if you've been faithful in the little things, you're rich beyond what they have to offer. Matthew chapter 5. I want to deal with a subject that is a very big subject in our world today. Matthew chapter 5, the Sermon on the Mount. I would say the foundation of the gospel. Now, the men of today's world will tell you it's okay to just look. I want to read the Word of God. Matthew 5 and 27, ye have heard that it was said by them of old, thou shalt not commit adultery. Now, adultery sounds like a big thing, doesn't it? It is a big thing. I remember some years ago, I was over on the mainland of Honduras in a home teaching a Bible study. And I shared with the group there that adultery is not funny. Now the world, to the world, it's entertainment. That's right. You want to get people laughing? You want to tell a joke? Suggest that there's some adultery. Oh, how funny. How funny. You know, that's a lot of the theme of entertainment today. That's true. Is adultery and fornication. Just mention it. Just suggest that might be the case. And oh, you can get them to laughing. that my point in the Bible study is adultery is not funny. When the little boy asks, "When, Mommy, why isn't Daddy coming home anymore? Is that funny?" Those heartbreak. I need Daddy. I want somebody to play with me. Where's my Daddy? It's not funny then, is it? It's not so entertaining anymore. The heartbreak that it brings, the devastation that it brings. You know where it starts? With the small things. I was teaching this in the Bible study, and there was a minister's wife in the Bible study, a young woman. A pretty young woman. And I noticed while I had this burden on my heart telling them this is not funny, she had a smile on her face. She was amused. That troubled me. I want to tell you where she is today. Her preacher husband went back to his lifestyle in the world. He has his girlfriend. He went back to drinking. She lost her home and marriage. Is adultery funny? Sad, isn't it? Yes. It's heartbreaking. But let me tell you, men and women and boys and girls, it starts with little things. It starts with being a little careless here and there. God help us. We live in a world full of immodesty, and we will see some of it. But God help us that we will take control of ourselves. And we will take control of our eyes and our hearts and our minds in little things. Little things lead to big things. Oh, the world says it's okay just to look. But Jesus said, "Thou shalt not commit adultery, but I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." It is sin to look with the purpose for lusting over on someone that is not your lawful companion. True. That's sin. That's adultery. That's serious. It's not funny.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sick of this world's entertainment.
Yes.
It is disgusting.
Yes.
It is a shame. It is repulsive. Amen. You get around these places and they've got screens all over the place and you see this stuff and... Wow, I'm glad I don't have all that at home.
Amen.
It started with the little things. God help us. On our jobs, the hours that we work, are we honest? The diligence on the job, are we faithful? When the boss isn't there, nobody will know the difference. Lord help us, those little things will make a big difference. Children, obedience to your parents. What, I have to take the trash out again? It's me? What about her? I'm always the one having to clean up around here. Let me tell you something. You be faithful in the little things.
Yes.
And someday, maybe God will bless you with your own home and children. And you will be so glad that you learned work ethic.
Yeah, that's right.
That you learned how to obey. You learned how to keep a house clean. You learned how to be respectful to other people. It will be such a blessing to you someday. And you can teach that same value to your children. And when your children are showing you obedience and respect, it will help make you glad that you were faithful in the little things as well. Someday, you'll have your own job. And if you've learned how to work at home, you're less likely to get fired for not performing on the job. Because you learned work ethic. You learned how to get in there and do things that made your hands dirty and that were boring and that you really didn't like to do, but you learned how to stick with it and do it. You were faithful in the little things. And the boss recognizes that and he wants to keep employees like that. You know, employers have a hard time getting good employees these days. I'm amazed. They have a hard time getting folks that pass drug tests. They have a hard time getting people to have work ethic. Our company fired somebody. He had stolen a $1 drink. and he didn't know the surveillance camera was watching him. $1 drink, and he lost his job. You know, the little things make a difference. That young man had not learned faithfulness in little things, and when it came to a big thing like a job, he lost it because he hadn't been faithful. God help us to be faithful in little things. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 6. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. What an amazing creature. Crumb by crumb, taking it back to the nest and storing up. Oh, I'm tired today. I don't feel like praying. I don't feel like getting in connection with God. Day after day, storing up. Because winter's coming, and there's coming a time the big things are coming. God, help us while we have opportunity to get a hold of something. Those little things building day by day, line upon line, precept upon precept. So when the big things come, we're not swept away. It comes from being faithful in the little things. Though life may appear as a cold, barren waste, and comes no return for the bread you have cast, continue to do loving deeds as you go. The harvest is nearing. We reap what we sow. Some folks are amazed at the harvest they get. How did that happen? Well, I believe it had something to do with what you sowed. Our society is that way. They sow violent entertainment, and they are amazed at the harvest of school shootings. They can't figure it out. How did that happen? And they're just baffled. Well, let's put more drugs in these children to correct some of these behaviors. I tell you, it's the little things. It's the stuff they've been entertaining themselves with. It's the culture of violence that we have fostered in this country. All these little things that we called free speech, these are the things that turned into big things. In conclusion, Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25 and verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And before Him shall be gathered all nations. This sounds like a big thing to me, doesn't it to you? Can you picture this day? This day is very real. The Son of Man will come in all His glory, and all nations are going to be before God. And He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the King say unto them on His right hand, Come, ye blessed of My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the King shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of these, the least of My brethren, these little things, ye have done it unto Me. An element of surprise. Lord, what did I do? You're telling Me, welcome, well done. What did I do, Lord? I never was anything big and great in life. I was just a nobody. You remember that time you went and visited that cranky old neighbor that gave you such a hard time When he was sick in the hospital, you remember that? You remember being faithful in that little thing? You remember forgiving people that did you wrong? You remember those times? You remember the widow that you helped when you knew she had a financial need? You remember that? But Lord, that was such a small thing. I didn't do much, God. Faithful in the little things. And oh, the reward is so great. May God help us each one. Listen, saints, I want to be faithful. I'm not at the end and you aren't either. And between now and that time, God help us all that we will be faithful day by day in the little things. And that will be faithfulness in a thing that is great. May God bless you. Amen.